So the event made such an impression upon the Jewish people that they added a special bracha in benching, a bracha that we have till today. I don't know whether how many people are aware that that's the origin of this bracha that we say in benching, is to commemorate the survival of the Jewish people from the debacle at Beitar, from the debacle of Bar Kokhba, and the fact that in spite of all of these terrible losses, the Jewish people survived, and that these people were buried, and that no plague, etc., destroyed the Jewish people. After the year 135, when the rebellion was crushed, so Hadrian said, no more nice guy. Now we're going to put the Jewish people under. We're going to end it forever. We're going to solve the Jewish problem. That is exactly how he phrased it. And he realized that the solution to the Jewish problem lay not only in killing Jews, but in destroying the Jewish religion. Because as long as the Jews had their religion, so then he would never be able to really put it to an end. And therefore, the gzeiros, the decrees of the Emperor Hadrian, were the most fearsome gzeiros in the history of the Jewish people. And the Jews were prohibited from practicing their religion, any aspect of their religion. And that was at the pain of death. And teaching Torah, etc., was naturally punishable by death. It is during his reign that the Asora Haruge Malchus, the 10 martyrs of Israel, were killed by the Romans in public displays of brutality and torture in order to crush the spirit of the Jewish people. Foremost of them, Rabbi Akiva, as we'll see in a few moments. He changed the name of the city of Jerusalem. He took away the name Jerusalem and he called it Aiello Capitolina. And he brought slaves, and he took the Temple Mount down almost 300 meters, almost 1,000 feet. He lowered the Temple Mount, he bulldozed it, in order once and for all to convince them that they weren't going to build the temple there anymore. Therefore, when you go to Jerusalem today and you see the temple, you see that the hills around the temple, the mountains around the temple, are taller. The Mount of Olives, for instance, you look down on the Temple Mount. And from Mount Scopus, you look down on the Temple Mount. At the time of the temple, though, Mount Moriah, the Temple Mount, was taller, was 1,000 feet higher. And it was the highest mountain. But he reconstructed the landscape in order to be able to prove to the Jews that it would never be rebuilt again. And the city of Jerusalem, the Jews were exiled. No Jews were allowed to live in Jerusalem. As I told you, the name was changed. You're talking here about an 8-10 year period of persecution almost unmatched in Jewish history after the defeat of Bar Kokhba. And it does not end until Hadrian dies. When Hadrian dies, the next emperor is already one of the great righteous people in the history of the world, and the situation changes completely. The Jews are able to have their last fling, so to speak, in Palestine. But after the destruction of the temple after the destruction of Beitar and after the events of Hadrian, you're looking at a Jewish people that is crushed almost beyond recognition. This brings us to a short discussion of Rabbi Akiva. A short discussion because he is the single personality that really, whatever one says, one can never say enough. The most multifaceted person, perhaps, in Jewish history. In the legends of the Jewish people, he is